Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. Tonight, we're going to talk about taking the challenge. Taking the challenge. Many of us are on the road to success, but have we really, really started on that road? We know that it's going to be difficult. Sometimes that makes it even more complex, because knowing that, we sometimes work harder rather than smarter. This is not saying that you have to do make it any harder than absolutely necessary, because part of the reason for listening to this program is to see those places where we can cut time, when we can cut effort. We can't overdo that, but there are places where we can do that. We've talked about some of them. I had another program that nothing like this, but I needed some artistic work. I am not that person. I am not that artistic person. Yeah, I can dream. I can create things in my mind. But the artsy type things, I'm horrible at. And I'm looking at classes I can take and how long it takes to go through the class. I find I am doing it all wrong. Now, part of progress is admitting that you've learned a lesson. Part of progress is utilizing that lesson. How do you put it into practice? In this case, cost me $10, as opposed to everything that was coming up. I was procrastinating. I could have bought a class to learn how to do what I needed to do. And with a day or two, I probably would have been proficient enough to do what needed to be done. But I always had other things that got in the way. And what did that do? That stalled the whole project, because I wanted to do it this way. Do I have experience? No. But I knew that it had to be done this way. Sometimes that is correct, 100% correct. But if I had stopped for a moment, if I had analyzed the situation, I would have known a long time ago that there is another way. And sometimes we have to, we do that. We look at it. This is why I encourage people to call in if they have problems or solutions. And let me give you the number that you can use to call in. It's 646-668-8217. Many of you are listening using your internet connection, sometimes over the phone. But unless it's an old-fashioned call in, from your cell or home phone, I don't see you on my dashboard. I can't open the mic for you. This is the limitation. But I certainly appreciate everybody that listens to the program. And we have listeners scattered around the world thanks to the innovation of technology. I'm not the most technical person around, but usually I get enough of it that I can get done what needs to be done. In this case, I hope that that is being accomplished, that you are finding somebody here that has butted their head against many brick walls, but has come away just a little bit more knowledgeable than when they first hit it. Sometimes you don't know when you hit that wall whether you should back up and hit it again. Back up and hit it again. When to stop backing up and hitting it, and when to look for a different way. A lot of that comes from experience. Do you have to personally experience it? No. Because as you talk to people, you will find solutions are often given. Even somebody in a different industry may be able to help you. And I've certainly seen this. I've talked to people and, oh, my goodness, you know how to do that? Yes. Can you help me or tell me how to get help? Yes. Now, we can't always just run up to a person just because they do something and expect them to drop everything and help us. But you will find enough people that you can generally get pointed in the right direction. In some cases, they may even do it for you. But don't depend on that. Sometimes you can get it done for a nominal fee, as I did in the case of what was stopping me. And I find that from time to time, I end up with the same roadblock because I've allowed myself to be indoctrinated with the fact that I don't know it all. And sometimes that can be self-defeating. So we have to look at picking up the challenge, picking up and taking on the challenge. May be daunting, but we have people that have been able to accomplish things well beyond anything they ever thought about doing. Sometimes it comes about in strange ways, but I feel that you need to be tuned into the universe. We pray. We pray as we talk to God, whoever that may be in our lives. We have a communication. Communication is answered, sometimes not as quickly as we want, sometimes not in the style or fashion that we want. But we have to have faith that it is going to happen. I've seen situations come up and had surprising results from them. Everything has not been done. I looked at a saying today, sometimes God slows you down so that the trouble is past by the time that you get there. Now, does that mean stop? That mean not go? No, it does not mean that. This is why we always have a plan, and we have a backup plan. And I've talked about making sure that we don't bite off more than we can chew. As we look at making a list of to-dos for today, we need to look at what needs to be done. We need to look at whether it can be broken into smaller chunks. Why smaller chunks? Because most of us look at progress as being a giant leap, and in many cases it is. But sometimes you have to perch yourself at the right place in order to get that jump. Sometimes you have to do that. Very early on, as we started the series, we talked about running, jumping, climbing, because many of us sometimes find it so easy to have grandiose ideas, and we can't get there because we make it an impossible task. I can't run a 4-minute mile. I cannot. My age, my health, a number of things are interfering. I'm not going to say never, but the possibility of it happening is extremely small. But I could walk a mile. I can get benefit out of that mile. But I have to be very careful in the very beginning, because in order to profit from my efforts, I need to do something that is sustainable. If I go out and walk a mile, run a mile, jog a mile, whatever it may be, and I'm so sore that I don't do it again for another week or 2 weeks, I have to question myself, did I do this right? And I will 99 times out of 100 say, no, I did not. I should have limbered up. I should have walked what was comfortable. Maybe later it's something that would tax me just a little bit. But I have to have a plan, I have to have goals, and I have to get there. There are people that can go much further than I can, much further. I'm not comparing myself to them. I'm comparing myself to what I can do, what I can do now. Because 40 years ago, that in my mind, there was nothing I couldn't do. Might have been a little bit overthinking this thing a bit now, but I find that slow, deliberate, not necessarily slow, but deliberate and planned progress is the key. Planned progress is the key. When people start out on a journey, if somebody were to come by and say, let's go fishing tomorrow morning, I would be excited because whether they are biting or not, I like to get out. I like to be in the air. I like to be in the open. I like to observe wildlife. There's so many things that I can do when I'm out there. It's relaxing. And I don't get so uptight because I don't get a bite every 5 minutes that I'm going to go off the deep end. That's not going to happen. I make it what it is. But if I get up in the middle of the night, get ready, kind of, let's say I don't take a fishing rod or a tackle box or bait or something essential, then my progress is slowed greatly. Yeah, somebody else may have one, but I need that to be part of the plan. Do you have something that I can use? Am I going to need to buy this, that, or the other? When we are realistic about what we want to do, we get along a lot better. Now, if I got up, went out there, we're on the lake, and I find out I don't have access to a fishing pole, the first person I have to blame is myself. Did I ask? Did they say that they did? What's the question? And even at that, I have to attain a certain level of decorum. I have to control myself. I don't need to be out physically fighting somebody in the middle of a lake. My swimming skills and just the fact that we're out there doesn't justify some of the things that we could do. This is why I suggest to you every day have a plan. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if this happens or that happens? I don't spend all day thinking of it, but have some options, have some things. Teach yourself to make do with what you have. Teach yourself to make do with what you have. Sometimes you'll find whatever you want to call them that are beneficial to you that may or may not work for someone else. May or may not work for someone else. I've talked to you about how I would end up not necessarily wasting a full day, but certainly being less productive than I could be, merely because I didn't want to spend 5 or 10 minutes at night preparing my lunch. And then the rest of the day is a hazard because I woke up later than I thought I was going to wake up. I was hurried, did not have everything where it needed to be, and so I had to scurry around the house like whatever, looking for things that I could have taken care of. Whose fault is it? It's mine. It's mine. And I need to understand that. I need to take credit for it or demerits, whatever the case may be, and learn to do it better. This is what we get when we learn something. We try to learn something every day. It may not be exactly what we wanted, but many times we can adapt. This is where we come out ahead of the animals. We can adapt things. Are there animals that can adapt? Yes. And we can take lessons from them. We can take lessons from them. We look at people from days of old, and we come up with a conclusion probably before we even get started that we are so much smarter than they were. That's usually always the case because we have things that they don't have. You know, we have pencils. In the early days, they didn't have it. They had to use some implement to make impressions in clay or something else. And the tablets had to be baked or else they'd just disintegrate, basically. We are learning and using knowledge from prior days. So don't be so magnanimous about yourself that you don't believe that you can learn something new. Everything that we have is something new. Everything that we have is something new. The first time a person put a floor in a house, it was new. People took advantage of it. They improved it. They improved it to the point where it was no longer a dirt floor. It was a wooden floor, masonry floor, even linoleum. Many things have taken place over a period of time. And we've used that to get better. Many times these came from mistakes or errors. So we can't be disappointed. We have to look and know what we're looking for and what we have stumbled across. Teflon, which you don't see advertised by brand name anymore, but it came about as an accident, and it was a tremendous revelation. Made tremendous amounts of money for a number of people who were involved in that industry. But we look, we find today that while most farms that we know and see about on television, these giant things that have these D10 cats and everything pulling plows that look like they go for a mile, but is not. But there are still opportunities for people to grow other crops, specialty crops that may make lots of money, or different ways of farming. You know, we have hydroponics. In days past, we may have had hydroponics and then went away from it and are now going back to it. We have to look at everything around us. Now, if you're writing a book, what I'm talking about in terms of farming and other things may not be essential, may not even register on your map at this time. But what's to say that the information contained here will not be extremely useful in days to come, that you might be able to learn something from it? This is why we always want to have that plan. This is why we want to always have a circle of people that we can count on, ask questions of, be willing to help as well. Sometimes the person that we are helping finds something and turns us on to it. Now, that is just as good as, or even better, because if they understood less and were able to understand more, then they can advise you, and that may increase you to where you need to be. May not. May just get you closer. Because something does not work does not mean it's a failure. I've talked about this example many times over. Incandescent bulbs were fantastic as far as civilization was concerned. It allows us to read indoors when it's horrible outside, to read at night when there's insufficient light to read. It allows us great, great flexibility. But I've told you before, compared to today's light, generally light-emitting diodes or some other option, produces more light with less energy because we have continued to improve, continued to get better and better. Some writers benefit tremendously by reading other people's work, getting ideas, seeing styles, and other aspects of it that work. If you are a writer, poetry, prose, whatever the case may be, generally every town has a book club of some sort. Sometimes they come together and discuss books. To an author, to a writer, this may be invaluable information. I liked this because of. I didn't like this because of. And that may be two people's opinion on a single, but you can get the feeling of where it comes from, what you can do to tweak it, to make it do what you want. Everything doesn't have to turn out to be love, but it generally should stir an emotion. How do you do that? This is where they come in. And you can find this out. I am on my library's email list, programs of interest. I know about them, and I know about them ahead of time. I don't even have to go to the library to see what they have posted down there, because they send it to me, and they send it at the beginning of the month. And if something comes up they didn't know about, they let me know. Same thing with virtually any industry you're in. I have attended some of these workshops put on by book clubs where they have the author come in, and you can ask the author questions. You discuss the work. And again, it's that inside view. We don't like to hear criticism about our work, most of us, most of the time. But sometimes that little sting is what it takes to make the next thing great or greater. Always there, always looking for improvement. Sometimes you may try something and find out that you can't make it work. You may want to make it work. Now, I'm going to give you that number again, because as we have people come on, and sometimes we don't, we can interact. That number is 646-668-8217. I'll give it to you again, because anytime you're on a Crown Talking Drums program, you can use that number to get onto the dashboard of the person that is speaking. Some don't use it. I like to. I have many more people that listen on their devices, and that's good too. The only thing that's missing is that ability to communicate on air. And we're not here to make anybody look less than stellar. And sometimes that helps not only us, but other people as well. Again, that number is 646-668-8217. And the program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. You must have faith in yourself. Even if you don't have a degree, even if you may be lacking some of the training, you have a vision. There is a reason that you have that vision. Too many times we see where people come up with earth-breaking or earth-shattering, record-shattering, however you want to put it, ideas that come to fruition. Do you think they're the only person that had that idea? There are many examples I can show you where people were working on the same idea at the same time in different parts of the world. This leads me to believe that if I'm on the correct frequency, that I can get an idea. Then it becomes a foot race. Who gets there first? Who gets there better? And both may be very, very, very successful. Both. Maybe. But that's no reason not to enter at all. That's not a reason to give up before you've started. There are people right now that just listening have ideas floating through their mind. It's not always a matter of picking one. Sometimes it's a matter of picking which one first. Which one first? Because innovators and problem solvers rarely come up with just a single idea, a single task. We may know of one, but they're people that have been creative all of their lives, been creative all of their lives. But we open the door, and when that door opens, we get hit with cold, rain, snow, fog, whatever, that leads us to believe I shouldn't be out there. You know who wins the race? That person brave enough to do what's necessary to make it happen. The person that is brave enough, that believes in themselves enough, that believes in them and their God, who has the faith to pursue it, who has the faith to pursue it. Sometimes you don't have to go back to the drawing board. Sometimes it may be an improvement over something that's all around us. It may be an improvement over something that's been sitting next to you for years. Years, I tell you. It may be. And you have an idea. It may be to make that product better, or it may be to use that product to do something else. I enjoy watching Shark Tank. Last night, a gentleman was on, and one of the problems that many people encounter that love ice cream, especially this time of the year, and it was a ice cream caddy. It holds a pint of ice cream. You put it in there. You don't have to prepare the container any other way. And as a demonstration of the product, they use a blowtorch and got the outside of that container up several hundred degrees. The ice cream inside did not melt, and it uses no energy. You don't have to plug it in or anything else. At this point, price point may be a bit high for me, but I'm sure that it will come down. As people look at it, improvement will go to scale, and some people may not understand what I mean by scale. But sometimes you can, if you're only making one or two, it's going to be fairly expensive. But if you can get to the point where you're making thousands, you can drop that price way down, way, way down. And so we have to look at that. I remember working for ARCO, Atlantic Richfield Company, and they were talking about petroleum products, obtaining them from the tar sands in the middle of the country somewhere. And their idea was, as soon as gas got up to 50 cents a gallon, oh, man, this would be the greatest thing to come down the pike. At 50 cents a gallon. I'm not sure if we're doing anything with that now. But while we are looking to drain the earth of every last drop of oil, at some point in time, it's going to run out. We're not working fast enough, hard enough on alternative sources. I look at food that we throw away, and we throw away many, many thousands and millions of tons of food. That was good. We need to develop ways of utilizing that, of making do. It's not a matter of in that area that we don't have enough. It's getting it to the right places at the right times and making the right things out of it. You know, we can take waste, make alcohol, make other products out of it that are sustainable because we continue to manufacture them, because we continue to make them, we continue to plant them, we continue to do other things. Who ever thought that we would be drinking milk from almond trees or oats or rice or whatever the case may be? Many people never, ever thought of that. We have grocery stores that are throwing away tons and tons of food that is still technically good. There are people that could eat it or use it or do something with it. But we often follow the leader, and sometimes the leader does not know where they are going. This is where your faith in yourself, a faith between you and your God, is leading you towards an area of success. Everybody's not a farmer. Everybody was not intended to be a farmer. But we find that in many cases, we can be farmers. You know, we may just plant a two outside the house, and that may help a tiny bit with the air, might do a tiny bit with the food, but we have to have that faith. If you want to write a book, write a book. You may have a problem because you're not an illustrator. Find an illustrator. How do we do that? There are more ways to find illustrators than you can believe. You're going to have to pay them, or you have to make some deal with them. Some are more than others. Some are more effective than others. This is where you, as the engineer of that train, are in charge. You are in charge. You make decisions. As a leader, that's what you are. As a business person, that's what you make decisions. Don't be afraid to make decisions. Failure to make decisions is one of the biggest reasons for failure that you'll ever come across. It's bigger even than the person that tries something and fails. Because the person that tries something and fails says, I wonder if I did this, would that make it better or worse? Better or worse? Better or even better? You know, everything does not have to be a plus or a negative. Sometimes it can be plus or pluser. Yeah, I know it may not be a word, but you understand the idea. You understand the concept of what we are talking about. We look every day at problems. We sit there, we babble about, somebody ought to do this, somebody ought to do that. While we are spending our time trying to fit in, we should be using our time to stand above, to stand out. We often look for a leader. And sometimes, even as an inventor, you may need a leader. I've talked to people that are skilled, they do work for other people, and they fail because they don't have somebody that can collect for them. As wild as that may sound, we have mechanics. They need a certain amount of money to buy the parts so that they can do the repair. And while they are haggling with people about this, that, that, and the other, they could have hired somebody to take care of all of that. It could even come down to the point where several of you may hire a single individual to do it. Getting ideas now? I hope that you are. You may be the person that can put it all together. That may be your dream. That may be what you're looking for. You may be able to save many other people. When we look at success, we find that many, many communities were successful because they were dependent upon themselves. When we look at Tulsa, for example, a dollar came in that neighborhood and it circulated in that neighborhood an enormous amount of times, supporting other businesses there. When we get a nickel and we run out and have to go somewhere else and spend it, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We need to get to that point where we can become self-sufficient. And it's easier today than it, well, I'm not sure. It's a different system. In years past, we were all lumped together, and we knew what was there. Today, not necessarily so much. But we can put together ideas. You may want to partner with someone that is in your city, or maybe not even in your city, and get things done. You may be able to order something in bulk, and several of you may split it, saving all of you money. That may be your dream, but you need to do the work. Who needs it? Who needs what? Is this sufficient for this person and that person, or do you need two? I don't want to get you lost, and that's why we have the phone number. If I'm losing you, let me know, because I think we all benefit from that. We are in a period of time right now, excuse me, where It's hot. Most people are suffering from heat. Most people are suffering from dirty air, whatever. Do you have a solution? You may have the beginning of a business, but you need to know how to do it, and you need to know how to do it well. You need to know how to charge and where the sweet spot is for people that can do it. You may get publicity by doing something for those less fortunate than we are. And that may be worth a ton of goodwill, a ton of goodwill. You know, maybe you install an air conditioner for someone. They may even have the air conditioner but don't have the herewithal to have it installed or put up or whatever the case may be. I hope that as I'm talking to you about these things, you may get ideas. This is what this show is about. It's a generation of looking at problems, looking at solutions, looking at problems, looking at solutions. Some people look at the problems, I'll get by it. Other people say, no, there is a problem. People want it solved, and I can solve it. I can put a team together that can solve it. I can come up with a solution. Am I trying to make one person look big? Maybe. But you know who you are. You know what you're capable of doing. And so that's how we make progress. Now, I'm going to tell you, we may cut this a bit shorter than normal because usually we do 50, 55 minutes of a show. Some of you may have the same problem that I have. My air conditioner went out today, and it's a little bit warm where I am. And I have a guy that's coming out tomorrow afternoon. I can make it until then because I use some of the tricks that I learned as a child. The house that I'm in is well insulated. In just a few short minutes, I'm going to open it up. I have a box fan on the other end of the house, and I'm going to suck cool air into this thing. It will wake me up in the middle of the night because it's cold, and I'll have to close the windows. But now I've got a cool house. It'll warm up tomorrow. Most efficient? No. But it works to a point. It works to a point. And so we do that. Now, when I move to basically a desert or dry climate, we could use swamp coolers or evaporative coolers, as they are sometimes called. And it basically uses water to cool the air, large squirrel cage fan in it that blows the house, air through the house, and you'd be surprised at how cool it is. In a humid environment, it ain't going to work worth nothing. In fact, it probably may make it worse. Ideas that come up. I'm not sure how somebody came up with that idea, but when they did, they sold a ton of those things. People are moving away from them now because, to be quite frank, air conditioning prices have come down. They're more readily available. They work better under other circumstances. But somebody had to come up with that idea. Somebody is going to improve the idea that you came up with. It may be you. But you can have your part putting this puzzle together, dismantling the system of what it used to be. We make progress. And we make progress when we work together. A rising tide floats all boats. In some cases, we had partnerships that could have worked well, but we allow somebody else to blow the plan apart because it may have been a woman. Can't have them do that. It may have been a person of color. Can't do that. You are allowing other people to control your future if any of these things come up. if any of these things come up. There are ways of solving the problem, and I suggest looking at solutions to the problem before the problem even arises. We see many times friends no longer friends because of something that happened in the business environment. Try to work that out beforehand. If this happens, this is what we're going to do. If that happens, this is what we're going to do. And make sure that it is enforceable and in place, that everybody understands it. These are things that are necessary for businesses. We see large corporations split just like we see small. We see things happen within large corporations that happen in smaller. Smaller can be leaner in terms of down to your fighting weight, being able to change directions quickly. But we've talked about many, many operations that have floundered because they did not and were not able to change quickly enough. 5 years ago, do you think that you're seeing Bed Bath & Beyond where it is now? Sears, JCPenney, Montgomery Wards, and there are many, many others. We look at Amazon. Amazon started as a way to sell books online. They have taken advantage of many things, but that doesn't mean that they're indomitable, that nobody can get a foot in that door, because people do it every day. At one time, FedEx, UPS didn't exist because people thought it was so stupid to think that you could use this hub system that they use now. Extremely effective. Amazon, extremely effective in getting products out. In fact, I had a product delivered to me today. They were telling me that it's going to be another week or more before I get it, but I've got it already because the systems are getting better. Look around. Look for problems. Don't be afraid of problems. It's not in your area. Who cares? It's your brain. It's your mind that solves problems. It's your brain, it's your mind that solves problems. Somebody may want to go into lawn care, don't have a lawnmower. But you've seen people that have lawnmowers. Why not take less, cut their grass with their lawnmower? If it needs work, maybe you can do it. Maybe you can get it done cheaper than they can. There are all sorts of angles to solve all sorts of problems. Angles, problems, problem solver. You know what goes into that little box called problem solver? You. Put your name in that position. You can solve problems all day long. You'll soon learn which ones are better than others. Which ones to avoid, what to avoid in one that's even successful. This is where the human mind comes in. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of things on AI and what have you, and some people are making a ton of money off of that. And I don't know where this is going to end up or down. Some people are going to get themselves in trouble using it. But is there a role there for you? Or are you allowing a television set or a streaming device or something else to control your entire future? That even if you are, that you can do something about it. You may want to branch out. You may not want to put all of your eggs in one basket. Because even if you are very, very successful in one, sometimes they have a way of failing. I don't know the last time I've heard anybody ballyhooing about cryptocurrency. Crypto, oh man, it was going to take over the world. And it may have, just not here, not that I know about, not that I'm aware of. You may be in charge of the next great thing, and that idea can come to you at any time. You may be riding a city bus, a train, an airplane. You may be on your way to work. You may be on your way to buy groceries. You may be anywhere when ideas hit you. You need to understand that that may be a fleeting moment. You need to make note of that. This is why I tell you, your cell phone, you can record messages. You can write messages. There are apps to do almost anything. And you need to do that as soon as possible. Some people have a memory that lasts longer. I find that I thought I had the greatest mind in the world until I started losing ideas that I thought were so great and that I needed the equivalent of pencil and paper in order to prolong that thought until I could at least put it down. Do I have every thought down that I've ever thought about? No. I have some down so that if there's a rainy day, I can go back and explore them. I can look at them. What may have looked like nothing yesterday may pop to life today. And we do that. That's the human spirit. That's the fighting spirit. That's what keeps us on top of our game. Don't allow someone else to determine your future. Allow God to lead you. And like I said, some of you may be getting ideas for a book that you're writing, and it may be a factual book. It may be a nonfiction. It may be a cookbook. It may be something else. All of us can pursue our dreams. We've had people that have written cookbooks that weren't cooks. In fact, I think Maya Angelou wrote a couple of cookbooks. We don't normally look at her for cookbooks. We look at her for poetry. We look at her for prose. We look at her for her thinking abilities. Maya Angelou was also the first black female streetcar conductor in San Francisco. We don't know that. But the people that succeed start out, you and I. They start. They develop an idea. They develop a passion. Develop a passion, not just for the things that you think that you may be able to do. There are people that did not finish middle school that are enormously successful. They don't tie to a hopeless rock and throw it overboard. They don't do it. The faith that you have in yourself, the faith that God puts you here to do something is what carries you forward. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll give that number one more time, and we will see what happens because I want to make sure that at 8 o'clock you can tune in to Deacon Wes Armstrong. Great program. I encourage you to look at other programs on Crown Talking Drums, because we have a multitude of programs that fit different interests. You may even have an idea for a program. You can email us, talk about it. And my idea, what I am here to do, is to allow you to dream. Dream. Dream big. I think the problem is not that we dream too big, it's that we dream too small. We don't have that faith in ourselves, that faith that we should have. Do you think that God created you as a joke to put you on the face of the earth so that you could fail? Do you? If you do, we got some other problems that we need to concentrate on. But I believe that God is able to steer me in the direction that I need to go. And right now, this is it. And he is giving me ways to speed up that journey He's giving me ways to make it more effective. And I, my job, is to listen and to do. To listen and to do. To find problems and solve them. Find problems and solve them. Not run away from problems. When we talked about Alice, I believe her last name is Painter, who developed basically the gas furnace, which led us to be able to cool houses like we need so desperately today, as a woman who graduated from Howard University. An unlikely prospect in the mind of 99 and 44 100% of the world most probably thought she never had a chance, except she herself, and she developed it. What that did was move us out of the area where we had to have a fireplace in every room. We could have a central unit that heated. Once we found that we could have a central unit that heated, we also found that we could have a central unit that cooled. Did she invent the air conditioner? No, she didn't invent it, but she had a part in the structure that made that entire thing possible. Now, many people have the idea that women should only be cooks, and that is laughable as well, because some of the most high-paid people to prepare food are chefs. Not all of them are men. There are some women. Anybody seen Alex versus America or whatever it is where she takes on people from all over the country, all over the world to do it? It's that passion that drives you to become the best you can be. On AmazingBlackHistory.com, this week, the post is about Marcellite Harris, a major general in the Air Force. In fact, the first black female to hold such a position. Again, people don't look to her to fill that position. Competence is what allowed her to do it. Competence, faith in herself to accept the challenge. My start of the program. Are you willing to accept the challenge? Or are you going to fold up like a cheap suit? Are you going to take the challenge that you were put on this earth for great things? And I hope that you're listening to me. If you need to go back and listen to the program again, do so. I think that was the biggest waste of time. But I found that it's not. Whatever it takes to get me up, to get me going, to get me charged, to get me moving in the direction that I want to go is worth it. I want you to take these words. I want you to take the words of the program that's coming up next. And I want you to do the same thing. Because all of us are placed here for one purpose, and that is to get your life on the right track, keep it there, and make progress. Move towards what God intended you to become. But you can't do that if you don't have faith in yourself, if you don't have faith in God. They go hand in hand. He gave you what's needed, but you have to turn your back on what is not needed and what interferes. And it can happen. The unlikely prospects. When we talk about Frederick Douglass, the law said you can't teach that man to read. And he was being taught by his owner's wife, who said, no, you can't do that. Frederick had learned the value of an education. He came up with a plan. There were poor white people out there that were being taught. And he would trade biscuits for hungry white boys to teach him a little something. A little something, a little more something, until he became known worldwide as an eloquent speaker, a great mind, unlikely choice as a leader. But he did. If he can do it, you can do it. The program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. I'd also recommended that you go to AmazingBlackHistory.com. Look at the post on Marcellite Harris. Look at the post on Frederick Douglass. Look at those. They are there to inspire you. Let me get off because I want to hear what Brother Armstrong has to tell us. He has a great message. He usually does. And I want you to listen to him. I want you to listen to other programs on Crown Talking Drums. I will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock on Did You Know? And we'll talk about Marcellite Harris. We'll talk about some other people. We'll talk about Frederick some more. And we will talk about it because these are people that were inspired by God, had faith in themselves, and accomplished what they were sent here to do. Again, 7 o'clock on Thursday. Join us again at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed. Thank you, one and all, for listening to the show. Invite somebody else to attend any and all of the shows on Crown Talking Drums. This is John C. Abercrombie. See you next week.